Guelph, attracted to the University of Guelph because of its vibe and facilities, a former student, athlete says he was driven away by the hazing culture he encountered there, including alleged psychological, physical and sexual maltreatment as a rookie on the men's volleyball team. The student, who Guelph today agreed not to identify, is behind a $700,000 lawsuit filed against the school. Such a penalty, he explained, is meant to force the school to take action. The culture needs to change. It's dangerous. It's something that us, as humans, shouldn't allow to happen, he said. I want to cause change. I didn't want this to keep going on. None of the allegations have been tested or proven in court. Unfortunately, the university is unable to comment as this item is currently before the court. Tara Sprigg, the U of G's Director of Media Relations and Stakeholder Communications, told Guelph Today via email. Also named in the lawsuit are the team's coach and an assistant coach who is no longer listed as being with the team. Neither has filed a statement of defense. It's alleged a then-assistant coach attended a team rookie party where many of the hazing activities are said to have occurred. The former U of G student, who transferred to another university at the end of last year, claims he was one of three people to be subjected to the hazing ritual during the party. The lawsuit includes accusations of abusive and degrading behavior that included coerced alcohol consumption and a scavenger hunt type event that included directions to take a picture where hoes are most frequent. It's further alleged team newcomers were given a list of tasks to complete ahead of a team party as part of an entrance ritual, including to run through the fountain downtown, nudity encouraged, and to suck the toes of a named female individual. They also reportedly needed to bring condoms, duct tape, a signed bra and a signed pair of panties to the party. The evening of the party, the plaintiff and others were reportedly told to wait at the U of G Arboretum to be picked up by a group of senior teammates. He was allegedly blindfolded and led to a vehicle where death metal music was playing at an extremely high volume and the car seemingly driven erratically. I can feel myself slamming against the door, into the seat and just remember I was fearing for my life, he recalls. I remember I could see through the blindfold at the top slightly and just seeing them weave through traffic and just being so scared. At the party, the rookies were reportedly forced to chug alcohol through funnels, and senior teammates gave them hostile, offensive and degrading nicknames. At one point, the plaintiff had a panic attack and left, but was escorted back to the party. He later left again, with the assistance of a friend who called him an Uber. I felt so uncomfortable for the rest of the year. Every day showing up to practice with these guys, they traumatized me. It was a horrible experience, the plaintiff said. It's toxic. It's not sport, it's abuse. When contacted about the lawsuit in October, soon after it was filed, a university spokesperson acknowledged an ongoing investigation into the hazing claims, which is being handled by a third party. Lawyer Justin Linden, who represents the former student in the lawsuit, said his client gave an interview to the university last March after making a complaint about his treatment, followed by confirmation of his statements in September, but they've not seen nor heard of anything since. It's been some time, so we don't know where they're at, said Linden. We don't have a report. Sprigg said this week the investigation continues. Though the team party is said to have involved the mistreatment of three rookies, Sprigg noted no other complaints have been filed with the university. They refused to mediate with us, so we'll have to go through discoveries, and then there may eventually be a trial, said Linden, referring to the process of reviewing evidence and gathering statements from involved parties, including the former assistant coach. It's just inexcusable conduct. Getting to trial could take another year or more, he said.